The following is a presentation of Tomorrow's World. Maybe you're one of the millions of people who simply don't want to hear any more bad news. Could you be tired of watching the nightly news with the same old, with more murders, more rapes, more wars, and more economic woes? What are we to do? Are we to bury our heads in the sand and say to ourselves, I'm going to get on with my life and let the world go where it will? If you're a regular viewer of Tomorrow's World, I think not. From the many comments that we receive, the majority of our followers actually want to know what does lie ahead for the world. Here's a comment that we received recently from the Cameroon in West Africa. This man said, I want to give thanks to God for producing a ministry like Tomorrow's World to alert believers of the signs of the end time, so as to prepare them for the glorious end of the age. Here is a person living way off on another continent from where you are, probably now, having been given a vision of what? Of the signs of the end time so as to prepare them for the glorious end of the age. Well, that's the subject for today's telecast. It's the coming age of God's world. You need to know about this wonderful world that is coming and is going to replace this tired, worn-out world of poverty, pollution, and pessimism. So whether we believe it or not, the Bible tells us this world is not far away. So stay tuned. The word gospel means good tidings or good news. It seems that nearly every day we receive news reports of doom for our planet. If it's not global warming, it's the threat of bioterrorism or the mutation of bird flu to a human flu that will kill millions across the globe. Some people have simply decided not to watch the news anymore, but that doesn't change the fact that the world is facing major challenges for survival. Can we save ourselves, or will we see God intervene and rescue us at the last minute from ourselves? Well, we're here to tell you that there is good news for planet Earth. It won't be destroyed, but instead be snatched from imminent destruction. Listen carefully as we read from the pages of the Bible and see that there is truly going to be a wonderful world tomorrow. No politician or scientist can make accurate promises for the future. But God tells us what will occur because he is the one who determines the future. Prior to the good news will be a time of sad news for mankind. It's called the Great Tribulation, or a great time of trials and calamities. On Tomorrow's World, we always say, don't believe us. Look it up in your own Bible. So if you have a Bible handy, follow me as I read from the New King James Version. Let us read the words of Jesus Christ. Turn with me, if you will, to Matthew chapter 24, verses 21 and 22. For then there will be great tribulation, such as has not been since the beginning of the world until this time, no, nor ever shall be. And unless those days were shortened, no flesh would be saved, but for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened. That's right. The Bible clearly tells us that the days will be cut short so that we will not annihilate ourselves. But prophecy tells us that we will come awfully close to it. A program is called Tomorrow's World for a reason. We long for the day that Jesus Christ will return to this earth and establish the government of God. Once we understand this truth, The whole Bible comes alive with purpose and meaning. Today we're offering you, entirely free, this helpful booklet, The World Ahead, What Will It Be Like? You will find many of the answers that you have had to what is wrong with today's world. To understand how we got ourselves into the mess that we're in, we should ask a basic question. Which single event started the world off on the wrong track? Well, it actually started way back in the Garden of Eden, when Adam and Eve ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. They set this world on a course. It was a course of not just doing what was right and wrong, but more importantly, them deciding what is right and wrong. And we're still doing it. God effectively said to Adam and Eve, and all who have descended from them, go and create your own world. Establish your own governments, your own education and religious systems. Oh, you'll kill each other in war. You'll hate one another. And you'll try to solve your problems. But when you are at the point of global destruction, I will step in and save you at the last minute. But not until you have learned the great lesson, and that is that I am your Savior, and there is no other. Think about it. Don't we all have our opinions on what we think is right and wrong? Of course we do. How many of us ask ourselves the question, what does God say is right? Of course, we would like to think we do. That is until what we want to do conflicts with the Bible and what it tells us. And we then find ourselves disagreeing with God. You know, a person committing adultery will justify his or her actions. It must be someone else's fault because admitting we're wrong, well, that's the hardest thing for us to do. Can you see it's because of this trait of human nature that we're in the trouble we are in today? Crippling debt, failed marriages and arguments all arise from our desires to have what we want at the expense of the other person. Selfishness leads to arguments and, finally, failed marriages. Prophecy has always intrigued people, and we know that we have to be careful who we listen to when it comes to interpretation. Unless the prophecy we listen to comes from the Bible, it cannot be trusted. So to help you understand the Bible prophecies about the coming new world, all you need to do is phone the number on the screen or go to tomorrowsworld.org to order your copy of our booklet. So call now.
To view the Tomorrow's World telecast or request today's free offer, visit us online at tomorrowsworld.org. And remember to find us on Facebook. And be sure to follow us on Twitter. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
So far, we have realized that mankind simply can't save himself. Many may say, look, you know, with enough money and goodwill, we can solve our problems. But I think you will have to admit that this is very unlikely. God tells us that this world will change only when Jesus Christ returns to establish the kingdom of God on earth. Many today think that Jesus Christ will return in the clouds and rapture his faithful off to heaven. Is that what the Bible tells us? Let's first turn, if we will, to Zechariah chapter 14. Please turn there with me if you have your Bible. Zechariah chapter 14. We're going to read verses 4 and 9. And in that day his feet will stand on the Mount of Olives, which faces Jerusalem on the east. And the Lord shall be king over all the earth. He's not going to rule from heaven, but he will sit on his throne in Jerusalem, on this earth. Many scholars have been perplexed by the last 9 chapters of the book of Ezekiel. Upon careful reading, one will see that this part of prophecy deals with the return of Israel to Jerusalem and God establishing his throne there. Jesus Christ will sit on his throne and rule the world. In Ezekiel chapter 43, and starting in verse 2, we read, "And behold, the glory of the God of Israel came from the way of the east. His voice was like the sound of many waters, and the earth shone with his glory." Verse 7 continues with God speaking directly to Ezekiel, and he said, "Son of man, this is the place of my throne and the place of the soles of my feet, where I dwell in the midst of the children of Israel forever." In the next chapter, we read in verses 1 and 2, "Then he brought me back to the other gate of the sanctuary, which faces toward the east, but it was shut. And the Lord said to me, 'This gate shall be shut. It shall not be opened, and no man shall enter by it, because the Lord God of Israel has entered by it. Therefore it shall be shut.'" Let us turn to another passage, this time in the book of Revelation. We're going to turn to Revelation chapter 11, and we're going to read verse 15. "The kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever." What seems even more incredible is that the saints whom God has prepared for this time will help Jesus Christ to administer his government on earth. Just turn a few pages back to Revelation chapter 5 and notice here in verses 9 and 10. "For you were slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation, and have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth." Not in heaven. Believe it or not, God is preparing a people today to join with the saints of old who will be resurrected at the return of Christ. Why? So they can help him govern the whole earth. You can become a part of Jesus Christ's team if you're prepared to meet the challenges of a true Christian life. It's not going to be easy, but the rewards will be beyond your wildest dreams. God's purpose in this age is not to save all of mankind. That's going to take place in God's good time in the future. But right now, he is working with a small band of faithful servants who are not involved in the politics or the ways of this world. God could find many talented people who could rebuild devastated cities, but what's he looking for? What he's looking for is a people who will build something very different, holy, righteous character. Character is the only quality that God cannot create in us. We actually have to choose to do what is right so that he knows we will always do his will, no matter what. With that character set firmly in them, God's saints will direct the rebuilding of this earth. One of these saints will be King David. Notice in Ezekiel chapter 34 and verses 23 and 24, "I will establish one shepherd over them and shall feed them, my servant David. He shall feed them and be their shepherd. And I, the Lord, will be their God, and my servant David, a prince among them. I, the Lord, have spoken." And who will rule the tribes of Israel under David? Listen to this. Jesus Christ made this very clear in Matthew chapter 19 and verse 28. We're going to read his words that he spoke to his disciples. He said, "Assuredly, I say to you, that in the regeneration, when the Son of Man sits on the throne of his glory, you who have followed me will also sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Did you hear correctly? King David and the 12 apostles will be resurrected and rule with Christ on this earth. You know, that's hard to believe, but it's actually true. Somewhere today, the 12 tribes of Israel are waiting for a time when the 12 apostles will be their kings. You need to request your copy of our booklet, The World Ahead, What Will It Be Like? Will Jesus Christ rule over only the 12 tribes of Israel? No. Listen to Jeremiah chapter 16 and in verses 19 to 21 where we read the following. The Gentiles shall come to you from the ends of the earth and say, surely our fathers have inherited lies, worthlessness, and unprofitable things. Will a man make gods for himself which are not gods? Therefore, behold, I will this once cause them to know. I will cause them to know my hand and my might, and they shall know that my name is the Lord. Notice again in the book of Isaiah, chapter 11 and verse 10. And in that day there shall be a root of Jesse, that is, Jesus Christ, because he was the son of David, who was the son of Jesse, who shall stand as a banner to the people. For the Gentiles shall seek him, and his resting place shall be glorious. You know, the truth of God will spread over the world, and the wickedness that is all around us will pass away. In its place will be peace and prosperity for all. Now, you might ask, well, what about all the pollution in the oceans and the depletion of fish stocks? Could that be reversed? Here's the answer. We find it in Ezekiel chapter 47. It's a fantastic story. Listen to this. Here Ezekiel is shown a vision by an angel of a river flowing out from under the throne of Christ's throne in Jerusalem. He starts in verse 1. Then he brought me back to the door of the temple, and there was water flowing from under the threshold of the temple toward the east. He continues in verse 6. He said to me, Son of man, have you seen this? And then he brought me, and he returned me to the bank of the river. And when I returned, there along the bank of the river were very many trees on one side and the other. You know, this is total desert at the moment. Anyway, he said, when it reaches the sea, its waters are healed. And it shall be that every living thing that moves, wherever the river goes, will live. There will be a great multitude of fish because these waters go there, for everything will live wherever the river goes. Now, these waters will flow out from under Jesus Christ's throne into two streams. One will go into the Red Sea and heal the Indian Ocean. On the other side, the other stream will go out into the Mediterranean Sea and then heal the Atlantic and finally the Pacific Oceans. And they will both be cleansed. Now, what about agriculture? Listen to this for a wonderful promise. It's given to us by Amos chapter 9. And we're going to read in the 13th verse. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when the plowman shall overtake the reaper, and the treader of grapes him who sows seed. The mountain shall drip with sweet wine, and all the hills shall flow with it. Will children be safe at that time? Well, Isaiah tells us they will be in his 11th chapter and the 6th verse. The wolf shall dwell with the lamb, the leopard shall lie down with the young goat, the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. God will miraculously change the nature of wild animals, and they will dwell with other animals, even with little children, and they will play safely with them. What a picture. Jesus Christ, who is identified as the Lord in Zechariah chapter 8, makes this prediction in the 3rd verse. Thus says the Lord, I will return to Zion and dwell in the midst of Jerusalem. Jerusalem shall be called the city of truth, the mountain of the Lord of hosts, the holy mountain. Thus says the Lord of hosts, old men and old women shall again sit in the streets of Jerusalem, each one with his staff in his hand. The streets of the city shall be full of boys and girls playing in the streets. And the polluted rivers and seas, and then the land will be healed. Children will play safely. But what about war? Will there be war? You know, Micah prophesies a wonderful thing in his fourth chapter, verse 3. He says, they shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. We've reserved a copy of our booklet just for you. Call now and receive your free copy of The World Ahead, What Will It Be Like? Or go to tomorrowsworld.org to order this full-color booklet. You will find a description of the wonderful world tomorrow, where Satan's evil and wicked influence will be removed from this earth, and people will share in what God planned for mankind from the very beginning.
To view the Tomorrow's World telecast or request today's free offer, visit us online at tomorrowsworld.org. And remember to find us on Facebook and be sure to follow us on Twitter. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
So far, we've been building a picture of what the future of this world will be like. It's bright, it's positive, and it's full of hope. But let's now add some more brushstrokes. We all hope for justice in this world, but sadly we know that it's becoming harder to find. Will there be true justice in tomorrow's world? Isaiah tells us there will be. He prophesies in chapter 32 and verse 16, then justice will dwell in the wilderness and righteousness remain in the fruitful field. Listen to this. The work of righteousness will be peace and the effect of righteousness, quietness and assurance forever. My people will dwell in a peaceful habitation, in secure dwellings and in quiet resting places. Imagine a world without locks on the doors. A world where children will grow up without fears and parents will let them explore and roam without concern for dangerous animals. Listen to this. The nursing child shall play by the cobra's hole, and the weaned child shall put his hand in the viper's den. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain. For the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. How long will this utopia last? Well, the book of Revelation gives a clear understanding. In chapter 20, we are told six times that this period will be for 1,000 years. Notice what John says in verse 6 about the saints who will be in the first resurrection. He says, blessed and holy is he who has part in the first resurrection. Over such the second death has no power, but they shall be priests of God and Christ and shall reign with him 1,000 years. So now we have a broader view of this millennial reign of Christ on earth. It's going to involve famous men and women of the Bible and ordinary people just like you and me. God's not calling the great and important people at this time, but rather people who are living in cities and towns across America, Canada, and also Great Britain, in South Africa, in Australia and New Zealand, and all over the rest of the world. You know, we receive responses to this program from Poland and Spain, from Kenya and Nigeria. God's not a respecter of persons, but for some reason, he calls one person here and another person there. Is he calling you? Chances are that if you are still watching this program, God's giving you understanding that cannot be found in books about the future. Even most theologians don't get the point. They study the Bible like it's just another historical or philosophical book. Many, sadly, do not even fear God or believe God. We're told by David in Psalm 111 and in verse 10, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all those who do his commandments." So as you continue to watch our programs, you'll be amazed by what we teach you because it comes directly from the Bible. We don't rely on the words of some 11th century saint or Nostradamus or some other prognosticator. No, the Bible is complete and must not be added to nor anything taken away from it. And you don't believe us just because we say it. You go and prove that what we say agrees with what is in your Bible. You need a copy of today's booklet to check up on us. The Bible states, no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation or origin. For prophecy never came by the will of man, but a holy man of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. God's holy word is sufficient for understanding the future. Be careful when you hear others quote men and not the Bible. And once again, we have this booklet waiting just for you. It's called The World Ahead, What Will It Be Like? It's free of charge, and we'll send it to you when you phone the number on the screen, or you can contact us at tomorrowsworld.org. We will not give your name and address to another party. You'll also receive a free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine. It's a free bi-monthly publication bringing you the good news of the kingdom of God. We've seen from the Bible that this world will not be destroyed, but instead, Jesus Christ will return to earth and with the help of the saints, bring about a most incredible future for all humans who will be alive at the time. Do you want to be a part of what is coming? Do you want to be on Christ's team? Well, then join Roderick Meredith and Richard Ames here each week to learn more about tomorrow's world. Wallace Smith and I will also present material that will help you to become a true Christian. So until then, goodbye, friends.
To view the Tomorrow's World telecast or request today's free offer, visit us online at tomorrowsworld.org. And remember to find us on Facebook and be sure to follow us on Twitter. The preceding program is produced by the Living Church of God.